The first federal criminal charges in the wide-reaching probe of patronage at the state probation department have been filed. But the charges against a former high-ranking probation official from Western Mass are not directly linked to patronage. Instead, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, he's accused of attempting to cover up the scandal.
39-year-old Christopher Hoffman ran the probation office in Hampshire Superior Court in Northampton until he was suspended in October. Authorities then didn't say why Hoffman was suspended with pay, but federal officials now are charging him with obstruction of justice and intimidating a witness. The criminal complaint says Hoffman pressured probation officer Maureen Adams, whom he supervised, by telling her not to cooperate with federal officials investigating alleged patronage hiring. For example, the report says, before Adams met with the FBI, Hoffman told her, quote, "I will tell everyone that you're a rat and you will be in jail within a week." But about a week after he allegedly made those comments, Hoffman was suspended.
The United States attorney is simply making a statement that the investigation is going to go forward and no one's going to stop it.
That's attorney Paul Ware, author of the so-called Ware Report. It's a more than 300 pages long document detailing rampant patronage in a probation department that allegedly funneled hundreds of jobs to politically connected candidates. Ware says wide-ranging state and federal investigations continue, so while these are the first federal criminal charges, they probably won't be the last.
I believe ultimately more charges will be brought by the United States Attorney, substantive charges regarding the hiring practices within the probation department.
Hoffman was not mentioned in Ware's report. He's been working in the probation department for a decade and was also interviewed by the FBI back in August. Probation Commissioner Ron Corbett would not comment on Hoffman's arrest, but he issued a statement saying that Hoffman is now on leave without pay. Many probation reformers say Hoffman's arrest does not mean that there are still problems in the probation department.
I think this is separate from the day-to-day operation of the probation department or the court system.
Senator Brian Joyce is a member of the committee that worked on probation reforms after the Ware report. Joyce says lawmakers acted swiftly, and there is now a better probation department.
I think we've taken steps to professionalize things and ensure that it's an open, honest, transparent process, both with hiring and the day-to-day operation.
And there have been several changes since the probation scandal first came to light last year in a Boston Globe report. There is more oversight of hiring practices, and several top probation officials, including longtime former Commissioner John O'Brien, are no longer on the job. O'Brien is facing state criminal charges. But State Representative Dan Winslow says lawmakers and state officials need to do more.
One indictment might be an anomaly. Two indictments might be an aberration. Three indictments start to point to a trend, and four indictments and more, which we've been looking at, frankly, points to culture.
At his court appearance yesterday, Hoffman was ordered not to have contact with any current or former members of the probation department. The orders also specifically forbid Hoffman from contacting State Representative Tom Petrolotti. He's a Western Massachusetts lawmaker mentioned in the Ware report for having scores of financial supporters with probation department jobs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.